KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A heat advisory continues until 9 p.m. tonight. Highs level off around 97 this afternoon under mainly sunny skies. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows around 74. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow. High of 94. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 78.
American Diesel, a division of American Ag and Auto, Glen Elder. They can take care of all your truck and trailer repair needs, pickup or semi, with platinum overhauls or small repairs on all models, including Cat Cummins, Detroit, PACCAR, and MaxForce. Most common clutches are in stock, and they have a 24-hour guarantee on install. They also offer performance tuning on all makes and models and have OEM software capability on all models, including PACCAR. They can service and repair your AC systems. All of this with bumper-to-bumper service and more. American Diesel, a division of American Ag and Auto, just off Highway 24, Glen Elder.
Storms pop up quickly and can put a lot of homeowners in a world of hurt. After the storm, you want to get things done quickly and efficiently. That's where Frank Construction in Beloit can help. They are fully licensed and insured in Kansas to do roofing, guttering, siding, and they install replacement windows. Frank is bilingual and offers free estimates. Call Frank Construction now at 392-0091. That's 785-392-0091. Fully licensed for your protection, Frank Construction in Beloit, serving all of North Central Kansas.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Due to drought conditions and hot temperatures, the city of Beloit is currently under a water supply warning. City and rural water customers are encouraged to take voluntary conservation measures to limit non-essential water uses, including but not limited to watering lawns, washing of automobiles, use of swimming pools or fountains, or any other waste of water. At this time, no mandatory conservation measures are in place, but they encourage the public's cooperation in conserving water when possible. Please visit their website at beloitks.org for more information. Financial assistance offered through the NCRPC Housing Initiative helped make possible 11 housing rehab projects and 9 demolitions of dilapidated residential structures across Mitchell County over the past year. The initiative was administered by the North Central Regional Planning Commission of Beloit through a partnership with the Dane G. Hansen Foundation of Logan, Kansas. Housing is just like any other infrastructure in that without maintenance, it becomes deteriorated, said NCRPC Housing Director Keegan Bailey. We were grateful to have the generous support of the Dane G. Hansen Foundation helping to make the housing initiative possible. Intended to strengthen housing in rural communities, the initiative included pilot programs for moderate income housing rehab and demolition of dilapidated residential structures. The demolition pilot program offered reimbursement grants of up to $5,000 per property for removal and cleanup of structures. There were no income qualifications for the demo program. The moderate income housing rehab pilot program offered reimbursement grants of up to $12,500 to homeowners to complete minor housing upgrades. Households met moderate income guidelines to be eligible to apply. Bailey went on to say the moderate income housing rehabilitation pilot program was designed to assist homeowners that are many times underserved by other funding programs. There is not a one-size-fits-all approach to addressing housing challenges in rural communities. This initiative was one tool available to assist homeowners. The most common housing improvements completed with program assistance were foundation repairs, siding, roof, windows, and HVAC systems. Similar pilot programs were also completed in Cloud, Jewel, Lincoln, Russell, and Smith counties. The NCRPC Housing Initiative recently launched in 6 more Kansas counties, and it's anticipated that the initiative will be expanded to additional counties in the Dane G. Hansen Foundation service area over the next 2 years, pending funding availability. Have a job open to tell you about? Start a new career as an employee owner. Osborne Industries in Osborne is now hiring in all production areas, including molding and machine operators, finishing and assembling operators, maintenance, and more. Osborne Industries is 100% employee-owned, providing a one-of-a-kind wealth-building opportunity for employee owners to earn company stock at no cost. Other fantastic benefits include new starting wages, 6-week review and raise, single and family health insurance, attendance and profit-sharing bonus programs, and more. View complete job descriptions and apply online at osborne-ind.com/careers. or apply in person at 120 North Industrial Avenue and join Osborne's growing group of employee owners. Osborne Industries is an equal opportunity employer. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence and Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Here they come, the Stompers and Chompers, building dino-sized faith in God's big plan, the community VBS. It's at the First Christian Church in Downs, going on this week, and it's at evenings, 5:30 to 8. Address station is 5 to 5:30 each evening. For more information, call Pastor Dave Hardy, 545-6070. FBS, the theme is Fearless, Deeds of the Defenders, a study in the book of Acts. The time will be 6:30 to 8:30 nightly this week over at the Beloit Church of Christ in Beloit. Classes available for all ages from 3 years old through adult. If anyone would like information, or they can call or text 476-5687 or call the church building and leave a message 738-2420. The regular County Planning Commission for Mitchell County Planning Commission Appeals Board meeting will be tonight at 7 o'clock in the First Bank of Beloit meeting room. And the 77th Annual Tipton Picnic going on this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Tipton. That's the news this hour here on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. For latest news information, visit our website, kdcountry94.com.
Your number one source for local sports in north central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
I think Felix is climbing. I really do. I mean, look, we all know he didn't get a lot of, didn't do anything in the offseason here, and that set him back. I thought he was a little rusty and struggled early. But Joe and I both, as you watch one-on-ones or you watch the team periods, he's flashing now, which is a good thing. There's still a curve there, right, the learning curve. But I think he's doing pretty good right now, yeah.
That's Chiefs defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo on the progress of the first-round draft pick, Felix Anidike-Ozama, out of Kansas State. We'll have more on that and hear from Anidike-Ozama as well. Kansas City Royals are back in action tonight. They did make another trade on Monday. A look at the trade deadline of Major League Baseball and a very important injury for the Denver Broncos as well. And the U.S. Women's National Team looking to stay alive at the World Cup. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Major League Baseball trade deadline is at 5 o'clock this evening. There have been moves made already by the Royals after trading Nicky Lopez to the Braves Sunday. The Royals made another move Monday, sending relief pitcher Jose Quas to the Cubs for outfielder Nelson Velasquez. Velasquez will be on the Royals 40-man roster and was assigned to Omaha. 13 games for the Cubs this season. He hit .241 with 5 of his 7 hits he registered going for extra bases, including 3 home runs. In 74 games with AAA Iowa, he hit .253 with 16 homers and an .803 OPS. Quas made his Major League debut for the Royals last season. In two seasons, he's 7-2 with a .408 ERA and 92 appearances. This season, 3-0 with a .454 ERA in 45 games. He had 52 strikeouts and issued 21 walks with all but one of his appearances out of the bullpen. For more on this trade, you can visit Royals.com. The Royals had Monday night off. They get sent to start a three-game series with the Mets tonight at 7:10. Zach Greinke takes the mound for the Royals, just 1-11 with a .549 ERA. He'll face Jose Quintana of the Mets, who's 0-2 with a .327 ERA. The Mets have been sellers at the trade deadline. They dealt Max Scherzer to the Rangers over the weekend and also sent outfielder Mark Canha to the Brewers on Monday. Also of note from Monday, the Cubs picking up third baseman Jaime Candelario from the Nationals. Candelario has 16 homers and 53 RBI in 99 games this season. The moves by Milwaukee and Chicago in hopes of taking over the NL Central from the Reds, who have a slim lead. For more of the trades and to keep up to date, visit MLB.com. Well, as heard at the beginning of the sportscast, training camp continues for the Kansas City Chiefs in St. Joe. A lot of eyes in this part of the country will be on rookie defensive end Felix Anidike-Ozama, who was the Chiefs' first-round pick out of K-State. Anidike-Ozama on where he is in progress and development right now.
It's a day-to-day process. At the same time, I'm learning every day, the playbook and technique-wise. So training camp's a great time to get your footwork down, get everything down, so to be ready for the preseason and the season. I'm learning exactly what the coaches have for me in store, just learning technique-wise. So for me, I'm still not there yet, and I got some learning to do.
A KC Metro native from Lee's Summit, Anidike-Ozama will get his first chance to play as a Chief in the preseason opener August 13th at New Orleans. For more on Chiefs training camp, you can visit Chiefs.com. One of the Chiefs' rivals will be without a key wide receiver for the second straight season after missing all of 2022 with a torn ACL. Broncos wideout Tim Patrick will miss all of 2023 after tearing his Achilles on Monday at practice. Patrick had over 700 yards receiving in 2020 and 21 before going down with two straight season-ending injuries. Finally, in sports, in the Women's World Cup, the U.S. Women's National Team finishing second in group stage for the first time since 2011 at the World Cup as they had a 0-0 draw with Portugal. That's all they needed, though, to advance to the knockout round. They will continue on at the World Cup in New Zealand and Australia. That's a look at sports on your sports leader, North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.